There was a time when Ajahn Chah was at an airport, traveling in the West here, and somebody came up to him and just sort of talking to him, you know, sir, are you a monk? And he said, yeah. Are you a Buddhist monk? Yeah. Are you from Thailand? They say, yeah, I'm from Thailand. And in Thailand, pretty much everybody is Buddhist, aren't they? So, yeah. If everybody is Buddhist, then why are there so many thieves in Thailand? You know? And the Buddha said, well, he said, they do that themselves. The Buddha didn't teach them to do it. And it's sort of like, you know, I said, well, it's sort of like when one isn't grasping at it, sort of said, well, like everybody's got to keep the precepts for me to be happy. People make their own choices, and it's up to them. So you don't have to grasp at it. That's their conduct. That's not my conduct. Which is really, you know, because oftentimes there's a tendency to either to feel responsible for others, you know, why do they do that, or to be intimidated by others and say, well, no, these are my precepts, and those are, you know, other people do what they do, and I don't have to worry about it, so that there's a. So there's an ungrasped nature with how we relate to sila, to virtue. My well-being doesn't depend on sort of the lay people of Abhayagiri keeping their precepts. I try to get people to do it, but you know, but it's just, you're not making me. It's not making me miserable. Those are your precepts.